For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Poppygate, bizarre news about the U.S. policy on controlling heroin, featuring Glenn Greenway.
5 years ago, just prior to the U.S. invasion, Afghanistan's annual opium yield was 185 tons, skyrocketing to more than 4,000 tons in each of the last 2 years. If Afghanistan's drug industry in 2000-2001 was room temperature, it's now glowing white hot and scorching international drug control strategies by cynically providing nearly all of the world's black market heroin. In Washington this week, the U.S. State Department unveiled a new public relations plan aimed at convincing Americans that Afghanistan has an effective anti-drug strategy. At a press conference this week, U.S. General Benjamin Freakley, commander of Joint Task Force 76 in Afghanistan, reconfirmed America's dirty little not-so-secret secret. Quote, as you know, we do not conduct counter-narcotics operations, end quote. The Bible informs us that to everything there is a season. There may be a time for a war on drugs, and there may be a time for a war by drugs, but there can hardly be a time for both simultaneously. It is neither legal nor moral for the White House to depend on selling us drugs which are illegal for us to buy. This is Glenn Greenway reporting for the Drug Truth Network.
I'm a war president. I make decisions here in the Oval Office in foreign policy matters with war on my mind. In other words, there are people who desperately want to stop the advance of freedom and democracy because freedom and democracy will be a powerful long-term deterrent to terrorist activity. See, free societies are societies that don't develop weapons of mass terror and don't blackmail the world. I have been the president during a time of tremendous stress on our economy and made the decisions necessary to lead to enhance recovery. You know, I'm not going to change. See, I'm not trying to accommodate. I won't change my philosophy or my point of view. I believe I owe it to the American people to say what I'm going to do and do it, and to speak as clearly as I can, try to articulate as best I can why I make decisions I make.
If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Unreachable star.
Because I don't think America can stand by and hope for the best from madmen.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.